Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Good morning, Vietnam!
Rise and shining. Wakey, waking.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to you.
And you.
And you.
Robert Scott Bell. You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah, I was catching a little bit from my wife yesterday. She says, honey, why didn't you cover that listeria outbreak in melons? Yeah, cantaloupes. And I said, honey, because I really don't like cantaloupes. I don't want to talk about them. No, I didn't say that. I was like, you know, there's so many stories. How do I cover them all? But she said, you got to cover. This was front page news. People are dying. And yes, people are dying from a lot of things. I think the reality check we do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show is that they're dying in untold, scores of people more due to FDA-approved drugs. But of course, you know, with listeria-filled melons, this will only strengthen the FDA's argument. See, we need the food safety modernization. In fact, we need to put it on steroids because there's just too many fruits out there that are set to pounce upon you and kill innocent, freedom-loving Americans. Health officials say as many as 16 people have died from possible listeria illness traced to Colorado cantaloupes. I think that's the FDA calling right now. Anyway, I'm not taking that call. We got a call we're going to do next hour, Don, thanks to you. We'll get into that, but no, I'm not taking a call from the CDC either. No, you tell them I'll call them back when I'm good and ready. Listeria traced to Colorado cantaloupes, the deadliest food outbreak in more than a decade. And, you know, all you have to do, and Don, super producer Don, thank you for being here and helping me out and get these stories out there. But do you think that the food, these melons, cantaloupes, were organic? What's your first clue that they might not be?
Actually, you know, as you started talking about it, I went and take a I'm actually on their Facebook page right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they advertise themselves. They're grown in Colorado, and they are grown pesticide-free,
right,
which is good.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm still kind of learning a little bit here about them, but it definitely does not say that they're organic. It's a family farm for generations.
I'm suspicious about this, Don. Certainly, as you know, they would, if they were organic, it would be front page splashed everywhere. Organic food contaminated. Because any opportunity they have to denigrate that kind of food that's been grown on planet Earth since there's been a planet, they want to do that because they want to tell you conventional is the way to go. Pesticides are good for you. And of course, how does listeria get on or in a cantaloupe? I mean, that's the thing. I've heard these outbreaks for years, but I hear about them in cantaloupe.
Yeah, well, it seems like every time you hear about one of these things, you know, I mean, from a lot of the research and the homework that I've done,
mm-hmm.
You know, when you've got farms that quite often are not that far from other facilities that are doing factory farming.
Yes, you got it.
You know, what you're dealing with is runoff from these, whether it's
contaminated
livestock,
you're right. And that's very important. See, now what we're going to have to institute here, if you're eating food from farms that may be downstream from these big factory farms, I think what they need to do is give you a bottle of Sovereign Silver so you can chase it. You know, eat your cantaloupe, but chase it with a bottle of Sovereign Silver just in case there's any listeria in it. And then maybe, you know, we'll be able to get through this. But still, it calls into question. I'm just very suspicious about this because, you know, you pass the Food Safety Modernization Act. There's a big backlash the way it was all done. And then, of course, there's the budget cuts. But somehow they're finding more money because Bernanke finds ways to print it by, you know, claiming, well, we're not really printing it. We're just entering computer digits. And then suddenly they find an extra $500 million to a billion at the FDA to institute regulations that only help, guess who? The big agribusiness interests. Remember, we covered, we interviewed somebody from the family ranchers on this subject.
And was the representative from RCAF.
Yeah, I remember it now. Yep. Yeah, exactly. So it isn't just like organic earth muffin produce. We're talking about, you know, raising cattle. And the same scenario is happening to them. It is government in collusion with multinational corporations to eliminate competition to big agribusiness. People want food that's grown more locally. They want smaller farms. They want smaller herds. They want to know that there's some level of control here. And so what could be done to reduce your trust in small family farms? Could this be a false flag farming operation? I'm just asking.
Well, this is not an isolated incident. You know, I'm going through these stories on a daily basis, week after week after week, and it might be in my imagination. Seems usually like, isn't, but I'm seeing these reports coming out. It seems to be in a much higher frequency lately. I'm seeing at least two of these reports and these recalls a month now.
Yeah,
where it used to be like one big recall, you know, and it was like everybody talked about it and it was on the news and several months would go by and there would be another one. Now we're seeing, you know, there's another one this month. I think it was like a week ago or so.
You're talking about
Tyson.
E. coli scare prompts Tyson to recall ground beef. So it's an equal opportunity offender in this case. My argument is that they're going after the small family farms. Tyson is not. But Tyson, of course, can withstand a recall, no problem, and it strengthens the argument.
Well, and you know how many recalls they've had?
A fair amount. Yeah, yeah. Tyson has been known for
that. It happens all the time. Yeah. And so my question is, why is it all of a sudden now are we getting two or three recalls a month when before we used to get one or two a year?
And I thought Tyson was just chicken. Of course, they go into everything. The products being recalled from that were from Kroger brand ground beef. That's up in Georgia in the Midwest. Kroger's big there. Butcher's brand beef and generic label beef. Beef was labeled 73% lean, 27% fat. All the beef was produced August 23rd with a best before or freeze by date of September 12th, 2011. So, you know, again, this is including the big agribusiness interests in this regard. But as we know, Kroger, multi-billion dollar mainstream kind of grocer, as well as Tyson, huge multinational. And they can weather the storm, as you pointed out very accurately, Don. There are recall after recall. This is just part of their way of doing business.
Here's the conspiracy theory.
Yeah. Okay. Let it loose.
All right. So if you have a bunch of large corporations that do voluntary recalls and report that they've got contamination of different products, you know, meat and vegetables, doesn't hurt them any. They just do the recall. They can just write that off as a part of business. Mm-hmm. That, in turn, would motivate people to want Congress to pass stronger regulation, give the FDA more power, which would not really hurt the big companies. It would hurt the small farmer.
Correct.
That legislation gets passed. The big companies don't get hurt. The little farmer does.
Yep, that's a brilliant assessment, and I think you're going in the right direction because anything they can do, and we've known this, we've cataloged it, we've categorized it, we've revealed it, big government in bed with not only big pharma but big agribusiness to eliminate competition. There are many ways to do that, but the most important and profound way long term is to increase the regulatory burden on everybody, and only the largest will survive because the burden is so costly.
So, I mean, think about it. If you've got these large companies, it's not going to hurt them. If they're working in collusion with the regulatory agencies by allowing these recalls to happen, they can shut out the competition by scaring people into thinking that the FDA and the CDC need to have more power to protect people from these accidents that are happening, this whoops, we let some E. coli go out, you know, Yeah, it seems very feasible to me that this could be something sure. that is being planned between the regulatory agencies and the big factory farms.
Well, look who benefits. As I said, they could pretend to cry about regulations, but the big companies, the multinationals, really embrace it because no problem. They got so much money, they're buying off, and the regulators are going back and forth between industry and government. And this right. is what the leftists don't understand yet for some reason. Not that, again, I have to say that I'm a big fan of the majority of the Republicans out there who are statists as well in their own right. But the idea that you can regulate E. coli and Listeria out of existence, obviously clean facilities, proper practices, you know, are going to be essential. But I would like to see that done on a local and state level more than a federal level and allow the states to revitalize the local agriculture farming industry that we have now exported to countries all over the world. I mean, we're bringing in beef also from South America. Who knows what's coming in from China? Things from Canada, everywhere, instead
and
of producing our own.
We should never have to do that.
No, we got ability to feed ourselves without importing any food.
Absolutely. You know, we talk about, oil, you know, fuel dependency on foreign countries for that, you know, and we're just doing the same thing with our food. We're importing everything. And there was a time when this country, you know, took pride in the fact that we're a manufacturing,
we could feed the world. The breadbasket alone, Iowa, could feed the world almost. And yet we're exporting everything. And then our own government supposedly is, you know, basically saying you can't grow hemp, which could be used for food, could be used for plastics, and vegetable type plastics. I mean, there's so many things that could fuel everything, and it doesn't require pesticides. You know, this is why if you look to government to solve the problems that government creates, you'll become Rachel Maddow. We don't want that.
We don't want that.
No, we definitely don't want that. Now, there's another story here on the same in the same vein. Riskiest FDA-regulated foods, just in time for Halloween. I know we're a month ahead. And, you know, we talked about radiation yesterday, a really stunning show as Dr. Apsley finally came out with his ebook on the Fukushima thing. We talked about that. One of the things that, you know, I've made light of, it's hard to make light of things, but, you know, listen, we could be depressed about everything. There's so many things that are horrible that do go on the planet, and it seems to be accelerating. But, you know, sending all this listeria-contaminated cantaloupes over to any nuclear facility and just nuke it. I mean, they've argued, yes, we should radiate all our food. Of course, after they've allowed these kind of practices that end up resulting in contamination. But this story here, and I've got them all linked up, by the way, at the blog at robertscottbell.com. You can check it out. Widespread recalls and horror stories about salmonella and E. coli, add Listeria to the list now, have become common fodder, just like you said, Don, for news stories in the U.S. in recent years, even worked their way into our collective pop culture, they're saying. In October, following the 2006 E. coli outbreak in spinach, it's the October following in 06, more than a few creative trick-or-treaters were dressed as huge bags of leafy greens. You know what? The Grim Reaper, right? We talk about the Grim Reaper. I mean, isn't this kind of a Grim Reaper story? Somehow it relates if we get into that. But if we look at the list here, and I've got them listed on the blog at robertscottbell.com. Check it out. Which foods are the most egregious offenders, or as the study points out, the most poorly regulated? And why did I mention the Grim Reaper? Because there's a story Don and I are going to cover about cheeseheads and the Grim Reaper. But before we get to that story, we're just going to reveal right now, if the Grim Reaper were really the Grim Reaper, he'd be wearing a robe made of leafy greens, because that's the number one on the list.
That doesn't sound as scary as the usual robe that he wears.
But if you knew, Don, that it caused 13,568 reported cases of illness out of 363 outbreaks, you say, "Woo, that is pretty grim." But
that's crazy. Yeah. That is absolutely crazy.
Yeah, but it also, in the big scheme of things, we got 300 something million. I don't know how many people we got. 13,568. Not to make light of anybody getting food poisoning or contamination. Still, not a whole heck of a lot. But the leafy greens far surpassed the cheese, which only had 2,761 reported cases of illness, probably from wearing those cheese heads in Wisconsin at a Green Bay Packers game, where now they're going to make you pass through TSA security to get in there. Why aren't we boycotting the entire NFL with the acceptance of the Patriot Act in stadiums? I mean, the sheeple, they go to NFL games now. And, you know, I enjoy American football. I grew up with that, too, but I can't stomach what's gone on there. We're accepting this invasion of our privacy and basically the violation of the Fourth Amendment just to go to a sporting event.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that's just me talking.
Yeah, okay. All right, you feel better?
We got to worry about it. I don't know. How do I get on that? We worry about eggs, right? 11,000. I mean, that's second place to leafy greens. Maybe the Grim Reaper should wear, you know, eggshells, like dripping with, yo, Adrian, I'm the Grim Reaper. Drink some, raw eggs with Rocky and then get sick. How about tuna? 268 outbreaks. Oysters. Now, this is something. Oysters are bottom feeders in polluted estuaries. What did you expect was going to happen there? This is always a risky game. I would always say if you're going to eat oysters, definitely chase it down with some silver hydrosol.
Well, I'm not a big fan of oysters, so I don't think I'll ever have to worry about that.
No, you don't. You don't. Actually, we do have to take a break here and say thanks to our sponsors. We're going to be coming right back. I'll finish up this list, and we'll talk about also the cheeseheads related to the Grim Reaper a little more. What is that story all about? And more, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355, naturalnewsradio.com. If you're listening there, go ahead and enter your email address like I asked you to do if you haven't already. What are you waiting for? You'll get your daily updates of the Robert Scott Bell Show. And, of course, thanks also to Prepper Podcast Network, prepperpodcast.com, or wherever you're listening right now to the United States and world of Health Talk Radio. Coming right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're talking about the riskiest foods that are regulated by the FDA. Oh my gosh, makes me feel so good, Don. It's regulated by the FDA. I can trust that. Oh, that
it's
leafy
safe.
Greens. Leafy greens are going to kill us all because the FDA regulates them. Hey, what are non-FDA regulated foods, Don? Never mention those. Are they dangerous or are they so safe?
I think about the only thing that would be non-FDA regulated is the stuff that we don't tell them about.
Well, and where are the outbreaks of that?
I can't tell you.
We better regulate it.
If I tell you, somebody will hear.
Oh,
Robert.
My gosh. You're right. But then they'll put it on the list. They'll say it's the worst. It's the most dangerous. You know, we mentioned eggs, tuna, oysters, potatoes. Who would have thought potatoes growing in the ground? Of course, if you treat the ground with, all kinds of nasties, then you have, just like we talk about the microflora of the gut being imbalanced, now you've got pathogenic microbes in the soil itself, and that could help to contaminate potatoes in the growth process. Certainly the pesticides being absorbed in the soil as well is concerning to me. But in the growth process, now you've got aberrant microbes, much like the, you know, the genetically modified foods that they, like the BT gene, they're now finding it bound into the microflora in the gut, which, you know, adds to the mix. You know, we were supposed to have Dr. Fred Pescatore, but you know how it is with docs. Sometimes they get caught up with patients. Ticks me off to no end. Why are they bothering with their patients? Come on the show. All right. Listen, he was supposed to come on. We were going to talk probiotics, and this is a good opportunity to just mention this because Jonathan from ChooseToBeHealthy.com told me just yesterday if we could make this happen, and I'm going to do this anyway. Jonathan, you're going to have to forgive me. But this week, if you do this week, whatever you'll see the date of the show if you're carrying this later and downloading, but it's this week. If you call Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com, and he is at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077, and you say, hey, I want two boxes of Dr. Here's Probiotics, then you'll get Dr. Fred Pescatore's Boost Your Health Through Bacteria, if I got that right. I'm not looking at it at the moment, but basically Boost Your Body Through Bacteria for free. He'll give you that book, and it's a great book, and Dr. Fred's awesome. You can go back and download a previous show that we did and help you understand that even if you had contaminated food, you can counteract it not only by silver, but by getting the good flora back in there to counteract the bad guys. And that's a simple step. Do you think that the probotics have become passe, Don? I mean, is it just like, oh, yeah, probiotics. We know probiotics. You don't have to say anything.
Yeah, it's a big buzzword. You know, they're all over TV. You got What's-Her-Face doing her Activia commercials and stuff. And so it has become more mainstream. I don't know if it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing just at least because people are becoming educated on what probiotics are.
Yeah.
You know, 10, 15 years ago, somebody would have, had no idea what you were talking about. So I think it's a good thing, but obviously we want to get the right kind of probiotics. And,
sure.
And obviously, Jonathan's got the winner over there.
Yes, he does. He does, and we appreciate him very much. Well, also on the list, cheese, as we mentioned, we're going to go to that. Ice cream, 74 outbreaks, tomatoes. I don't mind those. Tomatoes, like, I'm with, what was that comedian, George Carlin. He talked about tomatoes. He says, God didn't finish tomatoes. You know, he cut them open. Look, they're in the larval stage. They're just not done. Unless they're mushed up into ketchup, right? Okay. There's my American upbringing.
George Carlin, I miss him.
Yeah, he was great. Now, sprouts, of course, it makes sense. Sprouts, a lot of things can grow on them. You want to make sure they're fresh and non-contaminated. And honestly, you could spray silver on them, and it would eliminate a lot of the bacteria potentially that's there. Berries were last on the list. But what do you think it asks? Does FDA regulation need an overhaul? Because all the stuff is slipping through the cracks. Would more FDA oversight
and
help?
And, Robert, it's interesting because in this article, it says, for each case of salmonella that is clinically diagnosed and reported to health officials, another 38 cases were unreported. Hmm. How do they know that?
How do they know about the unreported cases? That is
how
a
you
question.
Know you're not, that there were 38 more cases.
Don,
of salmonella.
You're not supposed to ask that question. Come on. Hey, now you're being a bad little American.
And
you're
if it was unreported, then that means they didn't get sick enough to report it to their doctor or, So it looks like a scare piece to me.
It does. It looks like they're making stuff up again. How has food contamination of everything from peanut butter and salsa to dog food? Yes. The last time I ate dog food, oh, I got so sick. How has it impacted your life? That's the question. If you want to chime in on that, by all means, 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL. Now, that leads me to the cheesy story of the day, Don. Out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, right? This is where they had all the battles on raw milk and the people up there. It's like, it's outrageous. They're like, you don't have a right. I saw this story recently. You have no right to eat what you want, to grow what you want. This is a police state, a medical pharmaceutical police state. Never mind that the pharmaceuticals are killing. It dwarfs the number that we just covered with microbial contamination of bad food. Doesn't even come close. But here's the headline. This is what made me laugh. He said, Cheesehead Sporting Grim Reaper disses cheese. Many people don't realize cheeseheads are a copyrighted item. That's right, they are. The creator is offended that a physician's group is using his product to say that cheese is bad for you. So it's a doctor's group, Don, that's putting cheeseheads on the Grim Reaper. And why why might they be doing that? Any idea?
Well, first of all, I mean, it's kind of brilliant, the idea that they came up with, because number one, when you're driving by and you see a billboard of the Grim Reaper wearing a cheesehead hat, you're gonna look.
Yeah, it's not.
I mean, it's if you look at it on the article there, it's very comical.
What's your and what's your first thought when you see the Grim Reaper wearing a cheesehead? Hey, honey, can we stop at the grocery store and get some cheese? No, I
either
don't think
that
so.
Or don't bet on the Packers this weekend.
Right? Yeah, one or the other. but this guy Ralph Bruno, the Fomation owner, I think he's, yeah, again, it's related to the Green Bay Packers, the cheeseheads, all of that. They chose to use our hat in an ad, which we take exception to. Grim Reaper is wearing a cheese hat, but the group that did this, oh, they're the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, and they say cheese is dangerous because it has more saturated fat than any other food.
Don, oh, no,
what,
fat.
What do we know about saturated fat that the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine doesn't know?
Hmm? Doesn't it kill you?
Wait a second. No, it doesn't. Oh my gosh.
No. I've been reading the wrong stuff.
Yeah, where have you been, Don? They haven't been listening to the show lately. I know. I know. This is it. I mean, saturated fat is not bad for you. No, it's not. It's only about, as we talk about, what's in the fat. Is the fat contaminated with pesticides, heavy metals, artificial, well, let's call them endocrine disrupting hormones, because maybe the cows were grown with recombinant bovine growth hormone, which the FDA says, oh, it's the same thing. It's not different. You can't tell the difference. And of course, there are other considerations there because of the antibiotics used in traditional dairy herds, probably up in Wisconsin as well. And I guess if they would delineate between organic cheeseheads and chemically grown cheeseheads, I might be more willing to support the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. But to them, it's all about saturated fat, which we need for endocrine function, for healthy nervous system function, for so many activities and functions that keep us alive and well, yet they're still perpetrating the lie and the myth that saturated fat is evil.
But Robert, saturated fat, doesn't that give you high cholesterol?
Well, you want to live longer, Don, or you want to live a shorter life? Do you want to remember things when you're old and gray, or do you want to forget things? Cholesterol is a wonderful friend. Oh, my gosh.
Cholesterol's your friend.
Yes.
Okay, nice.
I had, we had, the AC unit went out just the other day, and we had a 24-hour period where we were cooking. Now, you've had that before, Don. You know what I'm talking about. And, of course,
right.
It was like 85, 86 degrees upstairs in the house. And, you know, we just turned the fans on. It, you know, it was a little uncomfortable, but we managed. The kids, you know, adapt much easier. My son's sleeping downstairs. It was cooler. But, it, you know, the guy comes in, nice man. And he's in his 50s, a little bit overweight. And after he fixes it, it was the flux capacitor. We had to replace the flux capacitor.
Okay.
9 years old, it made it, but we still can't time travel with that thing. But it works again. So, but you know, afterwards he sat down because he asked me, "Hey, what do you do?" You know, I started talking about homeopathic medicine, natural remedies, and so you know, by his nature, he was an inquisitive fellow, a nice man. He starts asking me about things, and he says, "Like, yeah, I don't like to take drugs. You know, the only thing I take is like a little bit of aspirin." You know. And I was like, I was curious about that because I honestly, he seemed like an honest man, but I didn't believe him. He's like, I don't think so. I think there's something more to this. So we were talking more. And are you sure that's all you're taking? Well, they got me on a statin drug too, right? I was like, oh, yeah. Because, you know, the reason I said that is he bragged about how he lowered his cholesterol so much. I said, listen, right. You got long-term concerns for now, longevity. Because I raised the point of a fact that half the people that have heart attacks and half the people – half the people that have heart attacks have high cholesterol, half the people that have heart attacks have low cholesterol. So how do you correlate 50% on either side of the equation having heart attacks? It makes no sense. It's just bizarre. And then, of course, they have a drug to reduce it. That's why, you know, they're convinced that it's okay to do. I said, you want to live longer? Because higher cholesterol correlates with longevity, longer lifespan, because it's your precursors. We've talked about so many times to the vital endocrine hormones that keep you young. And it's critical for brain and neurological function. So saturated fat, oh, can it raise cholesterol? Literally, if your cholesterol is high, I mean really high, it's more indicative of liver dysfunction than anything else. And that, of course, cannot be addressed by a statin drug because the statin drug, toxic to your liver. And that, of
and
course,
I'll bet when
work.
You were talking to him about the cholesterol, saying that it is tied to longevity, he was probably looking at you like you were crazy.
Oh,
right?
they always do, Don. I love saying that. I absolutely love it. But he's a nice guy. He's like, you know, I really appreciate that. It was very helpful for me to understand a little bit. I don't know what he's going to do with the information, but he seemed at least a little open to it. But yeah, you know, when I go out and I do a lot of these lectures around the country, I'm not often lecturing on cholesterol and heart disease, but toward the end of Q&A, sometimes I'll get to sneak it in. You know, if I remember, I like to bring it in. But and I right. say that, and it's like you could see the people go, oh, my God. You know, and they, because what I've shared with them, you know, the previous hour or hour and a half, whatever I've talked, has been so shocking yet so basically fundamentally rooted in common sense. They're like, oh, my gosh, this guy's actually talking about things that make sense. Then they're suddenly stunned because they realize if I said it, there had to be a basis for it. And so they're like coming in, oh, you mean they duped me about that too? And that's the reaction. It's like they're so shocked. It's like, oh, no, not that. So it becomes, you know, the awakening point, just like in my life, that when I started questioning these medical belief systems and realized they were just like cult-like beliefs, then it expanded to so many other areas, which is why, right. of course, next hour we're going to make a very important call if we can get through to them. Al-Qaeda USA, because of bizarre claims now that Al-Qaeda is attacking Ahmadinejad.
Now, how the heck did you get the phone number for Al-Qaeda USA?
Oh, come on, Don. Don't be so bashful. I mean, your help allows it. You have connections. I know you don't want to admit them, but you find ways to get a hold of people we could never get a hold of. But people, you're going to have to stay tuned for that. In fact, if we're successful with this call, we might not be on the air tomorrow, because the questions I have for them about this, about 9/11, you know, we might not be here Friday. So I'll try and get the Healing Revolution in before it catches on to what we're doing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, Don. So let's give it a show, shall we?
Now, this is an exclusive. Everybody needs to stay tuned.
Big exclusive. So anyway, we're going to come right back after this with more powerful healing. In fact, there's some more stories on ADHD, more kids being put on these drugs. Why? Again, same scenario again. We've got to cover it. Now, I'll also cover some remedies for you, as I do from time to time here on the United States and World of Health Talk Radio. We'll be right back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now, we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Did you know that your hormones can be rejuvenated without cancer-causing hormone replacement, including bioidentical HRT? This is Dr. Teresa Dale inviting you to take action with my natural homeopathic formulas. Get relief and balance back into your life. My formulas help heal a variety of health conditions, including menopause or low T. You know you have the power to heal your body and mind, and yes, my system and products will help you do that. They have been proven with thousands of people in before and after saliva tests. You can actually get a saliva test sent to you today, or just start using our formulas for optimal wellness. Learn more at wellnesscenter.net or naturalhealingpro.com, and you can always give us a call at 800-219-1261.
Robert Scott Bell.
Let's take a walk on the wild side.
Oh, righty then.
You're everywhere, baby. Radio, TV, the papers. Am I right?
Robert Scott Bell.
You know, for once, I'd like to be able to retire certain stories that I have to cover on and on, over and over. One of the ones, Don, I would love to retire. Can we please retire Ritalin? Ritalin stories, Adderall stories, ADHD stories, ADD. Can we retire these? They won't let us.
Well, we'd like to, and I think that's one of the reasons that we're around, is to hopefully maybe one day be able to retire that. But unfortunately, it's just one of those things that just doesn't want to go away.
Yeah, like last week we'd covered some stories on Ritalin. One of them was it was delaying puberty in male monkeys, which we know, that's what kids are, right? Male monkeys, little boys.
Yeah.
I know I have one. And delaying puberty, that was a bad story. But the next story came out was like in sequence. Well,
in the same day.
Yeah,
it was in the same day. Yeah.
Not by accident. Ritalin could be helpful to wake people up from chemically induced comas, basically. Anesthesiology, where they put you to sleep in surgery. Yeah, well, all right, switch it over now. Open this faucet. Okay, there goes the Ritalin into their veins. Oh, my gosh, they're awake. Now, if it can wake you up from a chemically induced coma, that tells you all you need to know about the hyperstimulation of the brain and nervous system, does it not? Moms, dads out there, are your kids on this stuff? If they're waking up people from comatose-induced states of anesthesiology in surgery, what is it doing to your child that is otherwise just fine, except he's a little disruptive at school? I mean, doesn't that give anybody pause? The story, and the reason I ask this, Don, is because number of U.S. kids on ADHD meds keeps rising. This is off of Health Day by Jennifer Goodwin, the Health Day reporter. And, you know, just came out yesterday, last night, in fact, the use of stimulant medications such as Ritalin and Adderall. Wow. In children with this undiagnosable by blood test, I mean, there's no measurable test that says, oh, yes, you have ADHD. We've seen this biomarker. You have it. And it's continuing to climb. Although the only good news here in the story is that they say, well, it's climbing. The rate of prescription here is climbing at a slower pace than in a decade's past. Maybe they've reached or are reaching saturation point of the number of parents who are vulnerable and gullible enough to believe that their kids have this made-up disease.
Yeah. Well, yeah, the pace is slowing, but I think what they're looking at is overall, because what they say in this article is that children between the ages of 13 and 18 in that group,
yeah,
the use of these the Ritalin and the Adderall actually doubled between 1996 and 2008.
So that
for
in
some
that
reason
group, yeah.
That age group seems to have had an increase in the prescribing of Ritalin and Adderall.
So they're shifting it to older age groups. And how long will it be till the young adults, the Generation Y, will all be diagnosed with ADHD in their 20s and 30s? And so it looks to me like they're expanding, just like in the vaccine program. Well, we've saturated the market with little kids. Let's see if we can get the preteens. Oh, we've got them now, too. Rick Perry's in our back pocket. Who else do we go to? Oh, let's go to the teenagers. Well, okay, we're done with the teenagers. How about the young adults? Yeah, booster shots, booster Ritalin, booster
Adderall.
Well,
if you remember, back in the day, years ago,
yeah,
when we were reporting on these stories, the emphasis was put on the younger kids.
Yeah.
And over time, we've seen study after study where it's showing that they're being over-medicated. So it seems like because all of the attention was put on that particular age group, those numbers have decreased. Hmm. But now what we're starting to see is the numbers increasing on the older kids between 13 and 18.
Hmm. Well, this study was conducted by U.S. National Institutes of Health and the Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality, both big pharma conflicted interests. This was the September 28th online edition, just yesterday, of the edition of American Journal of Psychiatry. Now, this was a shocking stat here, Donnie. You're right. We've been covering this for years and years to see these patterns emerge where we can go back into our own show notes and stories and audio archives and say, oh, my gosh, weren't they directing it to this age group? Now they're going here. We actually have that archived. More than 5 million U.S. children, that's nearly 10%, have been diagnosed with ADHD. That's as of 2007. It could be higher now, again, thanks to the U.S. CDC. Again, Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion. Kids with the condition, they say, may act more impulsively and have difficulty paying attention and controlling their behavior. Some also have hyperactivity, all of which can raise the risk of injuries and difficulties in school. Listen, this is raising the stakes for Big Pharma and the profitability of Big Pharma. There is no measurable blood test that can determine it. And I know I'm going to get some hate mail because I called it a fake made-up disease. Now, the reality is there is neurological impairment. There is neurological hypersensitivity. These are all evidence of what? Not Ritalin and Adderall deficiencies, but evidence of toxin proficiencies and nutrient deficiencies, none of which the CDC or NIH or Agency for Healthcare Research and Quality will ever acknowledge, because it's always about getting the drug molecules into these kids and now teenagers and now soon to be young adults.
Well, I think what they do is they feel that these kids do have a deficiency, but for some reason the CDC feels it's a deficiency of Ritalin.
Yeah. Methylphenidate, PMP, yeah. Like PCP. I want to, you know, raise them in the same sentence there. PCP, PMP. I want you to think of them the same way. And then amphetamines like Adderall, hyperstimulating the neurology of the child to shut down their brain. And we don't look at all at excitotoxins, the hypersensitivity that are caused by additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, you name it, all of which we've covered even on the Healing Revolution. In fact, tomorrow I might have to bring this up again with Dr. Frank King. I mean, think about it. These kids are being hyperstimulated by their food. Not that I would call it food. And then they're being given drugs to hyperstimulate them even more to exhaust their synapses so their brain stops firing. There's nothing left. I mean, this is horrific to me as a dad, much less as a homeopath and a radio host, to have to keep covering this. That's why can't we retire the American Psychiatric Association that still believes these lies? Or maybe they're perpetrating them.
Here's something interesting, Robert. In this article, it's talking about the prescription rates and the increase of those prescriptions. And it says the rapid rise came on the heels of the inclusion for the first time of attention deficit disorder with or without hyperactivity as a distinct problem of childhood. So it used to be, I mean, that, you know, the term used to be ADHD, right?
Right, right. Well, it started out with ADD, right? Attention deficit disorder. So then they added the hyperactivity.
Yeah. So what they did was they changed the definition to where this could be prescribed as a disorder with or without the hyperactivity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what that means, if you've got ADD versus ADHD, you know, we take out the hyperactivity, it just becomes then attention deficit disorder.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So it seems to me what happened was they just cast a larger net.
Well, that's always the issue.
Kids. Well, okay, well, this kid over here doesn't have the hyperactivity, but I think we can still prescribe this medicine to him because he still has attention deficit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it seems to make sense. Obviously, the prescription rates are going to go up because now what you've done is the kids that at one time that may not have been diagnosed with ADHD got to have a smaller acronym that allowed them to be diagnosed with something that required the prescription of Ritalin.
Yeah. Now, it's shocking here as this article ends. Again, we have them all linked up at robertscottbell.com, or if you're getting your daily updates through Natural News Radio, which I hope you are. Experts estimate that about 60% of these children with ADHD are treated with medication. 60%. 6 out of every 10 kids. And, of course, we mentioned, what was the number? 5 million of them? So that means, 3 million of them? 3 million kids on drugs for which they have no deficiency.
Well, and the diagnosis itself, I think, is is seriously in question.
Seriously, yes. I agree. And remember, these parents that get mad at me is like, well, did you try, let's see, omega-3 essential fats? Did you increase them? Did you detoxify heavy metals? Did you remove the additives, preservatives, flavorings, the grains, like the glutens, a lot of gluten insensitivity? Did you replenish the flora? Did you heal the gut? Because likely these kids have been hammered by the vaccines and the antibiotics. And listen. Well,
and Robert, I would dare say, if I go back and I think of when I was a kid, you know, I'm glad my parents didn't subscribe to, the theory of if a kid is kind of bonkers, that he needs a pill. Because I, you know, when I was a kid, I was the class clown.
Maybe that's why we get along so well.
I crack jokes and, and make funny faces and stuff to get people to laugh. And we had trouble sitting still in my seat. Yeah. Now, and you know what? I grew out of it. Did I have ADHD?
You have not grown out of it. You make fun of me all the time behind the scenes. The people don't hear all the laughter. You're making a joke again at RSB's expense.
But sometimes kids are just kids.
Exactly.
Sometimes kids get bored, and for some reason that at some point somewhere became something that needed to be treated with a drug instead of just letting kids be kids.
Yep. By the way, chamomilla is a great homeopathic remedy. Homeopathic is in the chamomile. You've got chamomile tea, but chamomilla is great when you're little. It also works for teething, different things. We've talked about the panic anxiety. If you're really anxious, that the yellow jasmine flower in homeopathic form, gelsemium, is excellent. But I would encourage you to go download some of the Healing Revolution segments from weeks past, and we've got a lot of them up there free for download over at Natural News Radio Archives. We've got the links up at robertscottbell.com, of course, and you'll actually have a lot of options that are really pre-formulated, so you're not medicating these kids out of life itself, but you're actually addressing some of the underlying causes, and of course that means detoxifying them, replenishing the good gut ecology, healing the gut. In some cases, I put kids on the silver aloe protocol because their guts have been so damaged by vaccines, antibiotics, and other drugs that they can't absorb their nutrients. They're basically grasping for nutrient straws at this point. But the holes in their guts are so large, the leaky guts, if you will, are happening. So they're actually in stages of hyperimmunity. And yes, that's a genuine problem, although modern medicine is not checking the blood of these kids, looking for C-reactive protein, although they might be giving them down. They might be giving them allergy tests, but that's only to lead them into allergy shots and allergy medicines. Used to be over-the-counter Benadryls and things and Dimetapps. Now it's Allegra and, what are these other Claritins, these other prescriptions. So it's only gotten worse. The more they medicate, the worse we become as a people, the more removed from life itself our kids become. And what do we expect? Another story we covered was a few days ago or last week. I don't remember now. Kids are raiding the medicine cabinet, never increasing numbers and ending up in the hospital because they're taking their dad's and mom's medicines. They are learning to take drugs from mom and dad because the government says it's okay.
Yeah, easy access. All they've got to do is just go to the medicine cabinet. I think there are a lot of parents that are kind of unsuspecting because it's something they've grown up with that, having your pills and stuff, that's just how it is. Everybody's got pills. Everybody's got prescriptions. And it's something that, when I was a kid, I don't remember kids doing.
No, I was on medication. I was on it, but I didn't do the street drugs. I didn't need them. I had Big Pharma, right? But I, like I said, I eventually rebelled, found a way out. Listen, we got an easy access out to this commercial break so we can say thanks to our sponsors, those that believe in a message of health, freedom, and liberty, detoxification, supporting your right to know these things right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Say thanks from all of us here, and we're coming right back to wrap up this first hour. We'll be right back.
If you're looking for FDA-approved radio, you're listening to the wrong show. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Hi, this is Mike Adams inviting you to check out naturalnews.tv. This is a video site, a video community website that's been called the YouTube of the natural health community. It's pretty cool there. You can upload videos, share them, view other people's videos. Right now, we're serving over 1.2 million video views a month. We've got a personal health transformation video contest on the site. We've got recipes, superfoods, lectures, interviews, anti-cancer information, diabetes information. I mean, it is just loaded with great videos, how-to videos, knowledge, wisdom, everything you need to know to pursue a natural health lifestyle. Oh, and it's also got a bunch of cool freedom videos from Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura as well, because we are a freedom-oriented natural health website, kind of a health freedom website. Check it out at naturalnews.tv. Again, that's naturalnews.tv.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I want to thank everybody that gives me great suggestions, tips, news tips, and everything through Facebook. It's one of the easiest ways for me to keep plugged into you if you send emails through the robertscottbell.com website as well, or calling 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We can't put every call up on the screen here, so to speak, and utilize, because there are a lot of questions that are pretty intense that would violate personal, let's say, privacy. And I don't want to go there on the air unless I can neutralize it somehow. But anyway, I'm grateful for that. One thing popped up on Facebook. Danny, thanks for pointing that out to me. It was about a new documentary, and I do like these documentary films becoming very innovative and aggressively taking on the industrial complexes, all of them, including House of Numbers, of course, we've covered extensively, but there's a new one out. I haven't seen it yet. It looks rather interesting and poignant. Cut, Poison, Burn. And there's actually a website, cutpoisonburn.com. Check it out. They're saying it's a controversial, eye-opening, and sometimes heartbreaking documentary that puts the business of cancer treatment under the microscope. Well, that's good. It needs to be. Follow the frustrating journeys of critically ill cancer patients as they try to navigate the confusing and dangerous maze of treatment and encounter formidable obstacles in the cancer industrial complex. A compelling critique of the influence of medical monopolies, the power of pharmaceutical companies, and government agencies. Cut, Poison, Burn is essential viewing for anyone and everyone touched by cancer. Well, this looks fascinating. And yes, I'm glad you do that. I try to get to everything. And believe me, I'm only one guy. Don's only one guy. Get a help from anybody and anywhere we can. So if you ever see something you think is worthwhile, I'll try and fit it in, realizing that I can't get to everything, even with 2 hours a day, 5 days a week right here on Natural News Radio, as well as the additional couple hours on Genesis Communications Network on Sundays. But appreciate all the heads up. Now, this is a story I've been wanting to cover, and it's come out in a new way. And it relates to risky prescription drug practices. Evidently, they're on the rise. Why are they on the rise? And what are they? They say they're on the rise in a grim economy. Now, what would I think if you read? What would you think if you read a headline? Risky prescription drug practices are on the rise. Well, what could be risky? Could they be, how about off-label prescriptions? Well, no, that's not it. How about, are they maybe the wrong drug, or maybe too high a dose? What are they doing? And, of course, why is it related to the grim economy? Well, it turns out it isn't that they're doing off-label, even though they are, but that's not what the story is about. It's the lack of money to pay for medical bills and medications, meaning that the top financial concern for Americans, which is, you know, the issue of how are they going to pay for their bills, it's cutting in their ability to pay for these expensive drugs, even if they're covered by insurance. And so 48% of this group said they took steps to save money some of them potentially dangerous, including, listen to this, putting off a doctor's visit, 21% have done that. Delaying a medical procedure, 17% said they did that. Declining a medical test, 14%. See, this is the thing about reality. I look at those three things and I'm thinking, this could save their lives. Doctors are more dangerous than germs. Was that Biggleson? Was it Harvey Biggleson? Dr. Biggleson talked about that in his book. But put off a doctor's visit. You're actually better off in many cases. I know some will say that's irresponsible and outrageous, but it's a fact. And within that same group, 28% took significant risks with their medication. This is according to the article, to save money, including 16% not even filling a prescription. For me, that's the greatest thing. When I hear people, I went to the doctor just to find out what they would tell me, but I didn't fulfill the prescription because I knew better. And I went to the health food store, took care of it in a natural way. Of course, they think that's outrageous as well. That is why they are trying to outlaw, in their own way, supplements from communicating anything about what they do, the manufacturers, or even to make testimonials, for which the testimonial of Freedom of Speech Act that Ron Paul has put in is so brilliant. And I'd love for y'all to contact your legislators and senators to sign on to that thing. Taking an expired medication, 13%. Okay, you know, it's expired. I don't know. It usually means it's the active ingredient may or may not be there anymore. That might be less toxic. I don't know. Skipping a scheduled dose without asking a doctor or pharmacist. That's right. Stretching your drugs out. Splitting pills in half. That's sort of like the same thing. Without consent of the doctor or the pharmacist. You didn't ask for permission. How dare you? How about sharing a prescription with someone else? Well, you know, that is dangerous. I agree. But there's an upside to all of this. A positive thing. Thing that I've said for many years here. That the most dangerous thing you can have, in fact, is good health or medical insurance. Because in that case, you're going to be covered for all kinds of invasive procedures, technology, detection tests that will result in invasive procedures and drugs that you may not need. In fact, you likely don't need. That may result in horrific side effects, which are really direct effects of the treatment that they don't like, that may in fact be worse than the actual reason you were seeking doctoral help in the first place. The drug cost. If the cost is an issue, they say, talk to your doctor. Maybe they can find another way or a generic version. Or maybe you can find a charity to give you drugs. You know, we have drugs. It's all about drugs. Why not look at the reason that you have the symptoms? Your body's trying to communicate with you to do something differently, nutritionally or otherwise. And of course, then you say, well, I can't afford to eat well. Then maybe the next argument is that we should all be on food stamps, right? Lots of people are. But of course, if you knew what people were buying with the food stamps, you'd say, well, it's no wonder they need drugs because they're giving rise to all these symptoms. But that's okay because you got big pharma in your genes. You're an American. We have become a nation of drug addicts, and the monopoly has created the scenario where we cannot afford medical care, not health care. If we would truly allow the free market to operate and free up all the healers to heal and then allow the mechanics of the body to be corrected by doctors and nurses alike, anybody who's qualified to do so, you would have these emergency trauma situations. They would become much less expensive, much more affordable, and insurance could actually be written that anybody could afford because you're now not covering $100 million, trillion-dollar invasive procedures that don't work anyway, that just line the coffers of big pharma. But here I go again, arguing for freedom. How crazy is that? They say Ron Paul's out of touch when he argues for liberty. Well, if that's being out of touch, man, I'm happy to be so. If you think so, let me know. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. We got a lot more to do today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, including an incredibly stunning call, a controversial phone call, maybe so controversial that we may not be on the air tomorrow. You want to find out about that? You're just going to have to stay tuned. In the meantime, I'm just going to remind you that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey there, this is Mike. Got a couple of things you may want to check out. Did you know about the website counterthink.com? These are some really hilarious, freedom-oriented, health-oriented, even political cartoons that you got to check out, counterthink.com. And if you want to know what's in your food, go check out foodinvestigations.com.
where you've got a bunch of free mini documentaries, little videos there that you can watch that will show you what's in your food and what's not in your food. We talk about Total Blueberry Pomegranate Cereal made by General Mills. Did you know it has no blueberries in it and no pomegranates? We got the video right there on foodinvestigations.com. And if you really want to know what's in your food, your medicine, your personal care products, and so on, head over to naturalnews.com. We're publishing about 12 articles a day now, everything from healing superfoods to the dangerous chemicals in your products, foods, and medicines. Naturalnews.com. Check it out.
The information on the Robert Scott Bell Show has not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration and is not intended to prevent, cure, treat, or diagnose any disease. Nah, just kidding. As far as we're concerned, the FDA can kiss our
ass. Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit the other hand.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I'm punching in. I'm eating good. Potato chips. My EBT.
What?
Man, I love it. EBT. I just swipe my EBT. My EBT. I just swipe my EBT. My EBT.
What the heck? What is that? I thought we decided we couldn't wrap the health world, Don. What is that?
Oh, that's the latest and the greatest. You haven't heard this?
No. What is it? Wait, this is the latest YouTube craze? What is this rap song?
This is a rapper who goes by the name of Mr. EBT, which is the food stamp card that people get.
Electronic benefits transfer.
Yes.
You talk about transfer of wealth or food stamps or what? This guy's buying chips and Snickers bars. This is the nutrition he was lacking.
That's right. This thing was, heard about this, I don't know, about a week ago. It was linked on Drudge, and it was this guy rapping about going to the store and buying chips and stuff with his EBT card.
Is this the reason why we have a story on this off of the New York Times opinion pages? Expand the use of food stamps. This is where they said nearly, this is shocking, 50 million Americans now rely on food stamps in the form of what do they call the EBT card, right? The guy was rapping on. They're all going to the corner 7-Eleven or whatever they have now and just buying junk food. It's like, this is helpful to the poor Americans to get them on empty calories that will create chronic diseases, send them in to, if they don't have so-called insurance, if Obamacare fails, then they go into emergency rooms for treatment of gastroenteritis because they're eating crap.
Yeah, well, you know, the way the card works is it, you know, there's certain foods that you're allowed to buy with this card. Now, you are allowed to buy junk food, but it isn't something that you've been able to use to buy anything that is, I believe,
good for you.
Or hot, I think is what it is. Any actually heated food.
But why don't they call this a junk food assistance program?
Well, not everybody buys junk food with it, but what I think is the interesting segue into this story from Mr. EBT buying his chips is that there's a group that is trying to see whether the rules can be relaxed where people will be able to use their EBT card to buy fast food, like go to McDonald's and buy a Big Mac with your EBT card.
Well, isn't McDonald's doing well enough that they don't need food stamps? Oh, yeah, wait.
I don't know that McDonald's is maybe responsible for lobbying for this effort, although it's interesting. The group describes themselves as anti-hunger advocates. And these anti-hunger advocates are the ones that are trying to push for the use of EBT cards at fast food restaurants.
So the answer for hungry Americans is food stamps for McDonald's.
That's right. The answer to hunger in the world is chicken McNuggets.
This is amazing. Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. How much you want to bet they won't let you buy supplements?
No, I don't think you can.
Yeah, and it's called Supplemental Nutrition. What is supplemental nutrition if it's not going into the health food store and getting some dietary supplements? And here they got, well, no, it's for junk food. We just call it that because... Well, why? Because we want to, it's like the Patriot Act. We want to make it sound patriotic when it isn't. We want to make it sound nutritious when it isn't. Look, we're going to let you buy potato chips and frozen. Can you buy frozen food, did you say? Yes, frozen
food.
You
can buy frozen food. You can buy raw, you know, fruits and vegetables. You can buy packaged food. Basically, you can buy just about everything except for hot food.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, at the same time, you can buy chips. You can buy ding-dongs and Twinkies and Rockstar and whatever else as well.
This is so helpful to the poor and the needy and the nutritionally deficient. We need them more and more to go through the drive-thru. And, of course, they can take one of their cars that were cash for clunkers as well. If you remember that program, how well that worked. You know, good intentions gone haywire. As I've said here, if we really want to help the poor and the hungry, let's get them food. Let's teach them how to grow food. Remember there was that guy we spotlighted who was actually teaching inner city folks to grow gardens? And I thought, man, this is the thing. You don't need government intervention. You just need to take those empty lots that no one can do anything with, convert them into gardens. People would give money to help that happen. You don't even have to tax anybody. There'd be so many out there trying to help.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of different ways that you can look at using an EBT card for buying fast food and, you know, come up with reasons as to why this doesn't make any sense. Simply, if you take a look at the fact that a lot of the food that you buy in a grocery store already is not good for you. Even the food that some people think is good, healthy food, really is not. So if you open up the door to food that, I mean, you know, anybody knows that eating cheeseburgers and chicken McNuggets is not good for you. This stuff leads to things like high blood pressure and obesity and diabetes and heart disease and things. So open that up and make it easy for them to eat that, then what are we doing? We're putting more people
on drugs
and going to the emergency rooms and driving up the cost of health care.
Don, this is it. We need an EBT card for the Robert Scott Bell Show. We need to get all these hungry people that are dependent on drugs to be able to use their EBT card so they can listen to this show, and we can teach them how to eat right, be healthy, and get compensated for it,
here's the thing. Why don't they make EBT cards accepted at fruit stands or local farmer markets or something?
Well, yeah.
You know, I mean, if we were going to do something that was going to help people, why wouldn't we move that direction?
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we've got the government that is, you know, Michelle Obama with the, you know, let's move campaign and the, you know, the organic gardening, stuff like that. You know,
instead, if
we're really concerned about people getting healthy and being able to make the use of taxpayer dollars that are being spent for them to be able to eat because they're hungry, let's you know, why can't we do this at a place like, you know, a farmer's market or something so they can actually get something
that makes too much sense. Better yet, why not make the EBT cards edible, right? Just eat the EBT. Just give them the food. They don't have to go anywhere. Just chew on this. It's loaded with all the vitamins,
in your EBT
minerals.
Than the Big Mac, right?
BASF makes the nutrients in this EBT card. That's right.
Yes.
Yes, it's real. It's live. It's synthetic, but okay. It's good for you because we're the government. We're here to help you. Just like all the E. coli and Listeria that they can't regulate out of existence. Don, thank you for chiming in on this subject. I was shocked about this this new movement toward that, much less the rap song that I had not heard.
When we come back,
you hooked us up, Don. We've got a very important phone call, very shocking phone call. We found Al-Qaeda is actually in the United States, but they may be friends of ours now. We'll get to that story. This is very shocking. Stay with us. after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. All the links are up there. And, of course, 866-939-BELL. 866-939-2355 if you have a question or comment. We'll be right back.
Why do you listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show?
Bravery and integrity is amazing, and it's much needed.
I love, love, love your show.
I love the show, like all the things that you're doing with Mike Adams and all the writers at Natural News.
To be quite frank with you, I think the show is the biggest breath of fresh air we've found.
Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
What do you think? Call Robert now at 866-939-2355. That's 866-939-BELL. Since the 1920s, people around the world have been using radio frequencies to safeguard the health of themselves and their families. Through this tested technology, pioneered by Royal Raymond Rife, researchers have found that specific radio frequencies can eliminate viruses, bacteria, molds, and parasites without harming normal healthy cells. Frequency technology could help millions now suffering from various infections, even arthritis, herpes, Lyme disease, and other painful chronic conditions. The BCX Ultra Frequency Instrument has been developed over a period of 30 years. The BCX Ultra is one of the most powerful healing tools ever. Turn ill health around. Enjoy life again. Start learning about the BCX Ultra today. Visit bioelectricsforhealth.com or call 1-800-936-6240. That's 1-800-936-6240. Call today and start the healing. Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, I find it strange all the places and the people that are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show from all over the world. And I'm not kidding you. I mean, I'm getting emails from all over the place. And every once in a while, I see some strange things coming through the news wires. Of course, we talk about the traditional news wires, and we're out creating them in many ways. But I think now major organizations are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show here on Natural News Radio. Why do I say that? Well, just yesterday, I was perusing the Drudge Report, right? The Drudge Report's kind of not as cool as AlternativeNews.com, which is a whole new realm, but Drudge Report, very interesting. And I came across this article that stunned me because, you know, recently I've been covering very controversially the issues of 9/11. You know, the conspiracy realist Liam Sheff has popped in from time to time. And he's come in and discussed with us about the crazy conspiracies that are out there that the government, I mean, yeah, the 9/11 Commission, all those things that they're trying to claim. And then more recently, there's been some more bizarre information coming out about aluminum mixing with water and all kinds of strange stuff. And I thought, wow, you know, is this something that maybe we've gone too far to cover these stories, to converge into areas that, well, no, you're not allowed to go there, right? They'll tolerate you until you go there. Don't go to 9/11. Don't talk about that. Of course, this is the biggest, you know, we cover and uncover a lot of scams and scientism and such. And then the Drudge Report, the little old Drudge Report links right on the front page. Al-Qaeda, right? The sworn enemy of America. The terrorist organization Al-Qaeda is now siding with America. What is going on? What, did you see? Did anybody see this? Al-Qaeda, and they went after, you remember, what's the guy's name? Mahmoud Ahmadinejad? How do they say his name? Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. He's supposedly the president of Iran. And he recently came to the United Nations, which I would like to see kicked out of Manhattan. Would improve Manhattan immensely if they did. But he went there and he started talking, as somebody might have thought, crazy talk. Because he started talking about 9/11. And he says, it's not what the government in the U.S. has led you to believe. And the last group that I expect would attack Ahmadinejad about this would be Al-Qaeda. It turns out Al-Qaeda calls on Ahmadinejad to end his 9/11 conspiracy theory talk. The terrorist organization's magazine. What terrorist organization has a magazine? Do they take advertising from, Fleet Enema? I mean, what do they put in that thing? They're reportedly saying it's ridiculous for Iran's president to blame the attacks on the U.S. government. Now, we've talked about it here in terms of a shadow government or, cabals that are behind the government that are not really the government, not the de jure government. To say there's got to be plans in place, operations that create scenarios that certain people or certain entities gain and others lose. This has been the history of the world. But why? I looked at this, I started laughing. Al-Qaeda's calling on Ahmadinejad, just call him a conspiracy theorist, a nutty guy. Al-Qaeda's siding with the U.S. government. And as I was thinking about this, I think there's got to be a way to get a hold of somebody in Al-Qaeda to find out what the heck, just what is going on here. What is going on here? Have they flipped sides? Are they now on the side of America? And we looked recently, a lot of controversy in New Jersey, a lot of big pharma companies in there. Evidently, we found in a phone book, and this is an old one, but it still was a live number, that Al-Qaeda evidently has an office in New Jersey. And we were able, super producer Don, so he worked the magic. We found a way to end, and they've agreed to an interview. And so let's see if we can get them on the line. Okay, we're dialing. Yeah. They pick up. I told them we'd be calling.
Hello. Thank you for calling Al-Qaeda. We are now very busy taking calls. Your call will be answered shortly. Please enjoy the music. American Satan.
That was a recording. Okay, they put us on hold. Got nice. Is this Al-Qaeda music? What is this? They have hold music. This is the calming influence. Maybe this is why they've switched sides. They're telling, Ahmadinejad, shut up. Don't talk about 9/11 that way.
Salam alaikum. Hello, this is TJ. Ahmad, you can calling Al-Qaeda Paramus. What can I do for you?
Yes, this is the Robert Scott Bell Show checking in. We recently saw a story about your organization criticizing the president of Iran for making statements about...
Is this for the press? Hold on, let me get... okay, go ahead, I'm ready now.
You said this is Ahmed?
You call me TJ.
TJ.
Yes, after TJ Hooker, remember William Shatner in the...
I didn't realize you knew that show.
Oh, TJ Hooker was great. He'd get on the Heather Locklear, there they were fighting.
I didn't know that was
fighting!
Allowed. Oh, yes, I didn't know that was allowed over there. Okay, well, right to the point here.
Heather Locklear, she's one of the 73 virgins.
Must be. Okay, well, okay, we've got Al-Qaeda online, correct? I got the right place?
This is Al-Qaeda International of this premise. Did I have to say it twice?
Well, yes, because I'm just a little shocked that we've got somebody named TJ.
Premise.
I did not expect that.
It's office space. It's nice. You come up. It's very hot in summer. It's
okay.
Very humid.
Can I ask a question?
Because yes.
Your organization evidently criticized the president of Iran when he was at the United Nations recently.
Ah! What? Ahmadinejad, listen.
He hates America.
Oh, yes, but everybody hate. Listen, it's an old grudge. He's holding bias. 53, CIA knocks over Iran. Everybody holds grudge. Come on, we did it. Al-Qaeda knocked down building. Boom, it's us.
Well, no, but Ahmadinejad says it's not the way it happened.
Look, is he scientist? Is he physicist? Come on, who knows better? Look at 9/11 report. They even say building come down.
But what do you say about the new scientific reports that aluminum mixed with water to bring the buildings down?
I spit on that report. Do not like it. Listen, they were the hijackers. They made the planes. Boom, buildings explode.
But you're Al-Qaeda. Now, you why would you be defending America? Because America has been saying things like this, that you cannot question 9-11. I don't understand the alignment here.
Don't question 9-11. Listen, it was Al-Qaeda. We were started the CIA front group. Doesn't matter. Ancient history. So what? Saddam Hussein receives money from Donald Rumsfeld. Ancient history. He wasn't in with us. We didn't even like him. He tolerated women could take their kerchiefs off. This is not okay with us. This is Al-Qaeda Paramus. What can I do for you?
Yes, I'm sitting here. I'm stunned talking to you. You have evidently an office in New Jersey now. I don't know how this happened.
It's the Garden State.
Yes, we've heard that.
You know, people say there are mafia around here. When we wanted to rent, they said, it's all Soprano, Tony Soprano, Tony Soprano. No, Tony Soprano. It's very nice, very nice, very nice people. Look, you can get Indian food, Chinese food. You can get baba ganoush. You can get anything here. It's easy going. A lot of driving, a lot of traffic.
Can we stay on point here? It's a very important interview. You're criticizing Mahmoud Medina, your TJ. Yes.
Medinajad.
Right. And you're siding with the American government now. I'm finding this beyond weird and fascinating all at the same time. And now you are talking about aligning yourself with what you're the enemy of America. Why would you do this?
Yes, the great Satan. Listen, you want to buy real estate, come to Florida, anywhere in South. The whole market is tanked. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're saying. This is all wrong. You're supposed to be the ones that are the great villains, and you're siding with the American government against Ahmadinejad, talking about 9/11. You're saying it's ridiculous for him to mention anything about any kind of plan that was other than what the American government said it was in the 9/11 Commission report, and this makes no sense to me.
Hold on a second. Hold on. I got to call on the other line. Yes? No, pepperoni. Okay.
Excuse
no,
me, you, this cannot be, you and Al-Qaeda, you would not be eating pepperoni.
Listen, we have to blend in. It's America. You can't just stick out like sore thumb. We're Al-Qaeda. Come
All
on,
right,
we
well,
want to destroy
let me,
the
Let me ask
state.
Another question then about Osama bin Laden. Because
Also mixed vegetables. Okay, go ahead.
Osama bin Laden.
Cheese. Go ahead.
They talked about
the hero, Osama bin Laden.
Yes, they said that they had just recently found him and killed him, but then others have said,
SEAL Team 6. I don't believe this story.
He was on dialysis. How does a guy live in a cave on dialysis?
No. He was never on dialysis.
What do you mean?
He was never on dialysis. This is myth.
What kind of myth is this?
Listen, he was in hospital. He gave away his kidneys. He said, I do not need them to fight the great Satan. I will not pee until I destroy the great Satan.
He had his kidneys removed on purpose.
Yes. Listen, this is what I've heard. I haven't seen Osama in a while. Now, SEAL Team 6 says we get him. I don't think so. Personally, I think he's probably in Aruba. You know what? He always liked Thailand. And it's not for the reasons you think. He just liked the food. I have no idea. I think he's probably still alive. Or maybe, I don't know. You know, we don't know. We don't get messages. It's difficult. We're in Paramus. We don't get much from the home office here.
All right. Ahmed, TJ.
TJ, yes.
TJ. So you're not now an ally of America, or you are?
No, death to America, great Satan. You know what? The South is unknown for, you know, you want real estate, good price, also get near water, because Bernanke, talk about a screw-up, huh? Look at this Federal Reserve. This is going crazy. All my stocks going in toilet. How am I going to afford a new garage for house?
Okay.
I have three wives to take care of.
All right, TJ, I appreciate you joining me here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, listen, you're in media?
Yes.
Listen, we like this Paula Abdul. Now, I'm watching X Factor the other night, and she walks off set. I want to see if she'll maybe do some public relations for us. You know?
Watch the X Factor?
No. X Factor. Yes, it's American Idol 2. It's the sequel.
You know more about it than I do. This is just shocking. What is this world coming to? Thank you, by the way. Can you put me on hold again? I've got to catch my wits about this.
As you
this.
Wish. Death to America.
I don't think we're going to continue with this call now. I am absolutely flabbergasted by the new Al-Qaeda attacking the Iranian president, siding with America, but not siding with America. Everything's gone crazy. Let's take a quick break here and see if we can make heads or tails of this. I'll have a little bit of assistance on the other side of this break. Hopefully we can figure this thing out. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Apologize for any offensive remarks, but I can't be responsible for what they say in that office in New Jersey. We'll be right back.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hold that shrimp on the Barbie until you find out about Papaya 35 Multiply Plus, direct from Australia. All natural, GMO-free Papaya 35 Multiply Plus is made from fermented papaya and pomegranate, rich in natural probiotics, digestive enzymes, and antioxidants. Now get this spectacular product to boost your natural killer cells to help your immune system and improve your digestion at the same time. So now you can have your shrimp on the Barbie, feel better, and if you act now, get a great down-under price and free shipping on each product that you order. Don't wait. Go to onestophealthshop.com and order now. That's one-stop-health-shop.com. Get that great down-under price and free shipping right now at one-stop-health-shop.com. That's one-stop-health-shop.com.
Dr. Teresa Dale here with an urgent message for you. Are you seeking a natural solution for hormone balance? Do you now use any hormone replacement? Do you suffer from menopause or low T? Do you want results using safe, natural, and trusted products? We have thousands of test results proving the efficacy of our products. I created a proven homeopathic system and the only 5-element saliva test in the world used by thousands of health providers and now available to you. Did you know there are side effects to using bioidentical hormones and any HRT? Don't wait. Get my 5-element saliva test and get your hormones balanced. Don't risk cancer and other side effects. Call us. 800-219-1261. That's 800-219-1261. Or visit naturalhealingpro.com.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's a brave and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
First of all, I want to apologize to all of my listeners who may be offended by hearing what we heard from the Al-Qaeda's office there in New Jersey. Quite shocking information, but stimulated nonetheless by the shock I received by reading that story of Al-Qaeda siding with the American government against Ahmadinejad. Literally, the world is going crazy. We've been covering these issues, I think, with great seriousness, picking apart the things that are absurd, that don't make any sense, to try and make sense of them, to ask questions where no one else was asking the questions, and to try to find answers to those questions that have a basis in common sense, for goodness sake, because so much of it is lacking in there. Liam Sheff, conspiracy realist, joins me now back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. What did you think when you saw that story? I couldn't believe what I was reading.
Good evening, Robert. It's good to be here on the show. Good morning, good afternoon.
Yes. What did you take? You're so calm right now.
I just wanted to separate myself from that fiend from Paramus. Nothing in common.
I don't even know where Paramus is.
Paramus, it's in New Jersey.
I assumed it was, because that's where the dialing number was, the area code. Although the way you have these things, you could send these calls around the world, you don't even know where he was. But listen, this is a
weird story.
A very weird story. And when we talk about the fact, and that's why, you know, I prefaced it by saying, I wonder if Al-Qaeda was listening to us when we had discussed these things, because they're just having to throw, you know, water on the fire, except it might cause the aluminum to explode with an exothermic reaction or something.
I think they call it that counter-programming, or really a COINTELPRO.
Mm-hmm.
Counterintelligence propaganda. That's a strange story. So in Terrorist Weekly...
they have a magazine.
You're right. Not to be confused with Suicide Bombers Monthly. In Terrorist Weekly, they're reporting that Al-Qaeda is saying, no, that Ahmadinejad, he gets it all wrong. It was us. But what was Al-Qaeda? This is a matter of open inquiry. Al-Qaeda was a CIA-funded group. I mean, the Mujahideen, all of these guys were funded to fight the Russians through proxy, not even armies.
Well, what was the movie that came out? Something, Someone's War or something. I can't remember. It was
with Tom Hanks, the famous book.
Yes,
it was a congressperson, Charlie Wilson's War.
Charlie Wilson's War.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, I so want to fund these nice Afghanis to fight the bad Russians.
Right. So that's not even a hidden part of our history. It's very. I mean, Hollywood just came out and said, "Here it was. Here it is. This is what we had to do."
And they shined it. Like,
yeah.
You have to like these people. Never mind that. That's Al-Qaeda now.
Right.
That's Al-Qaeda.
Well,
now.
And we talked about the guy who removed his own kidneys. What's his Osama bin Laden being a CIA asset?
That's very strange that guy would say that. It seems to be he's in denial. It's my personal opinion that bin Laden died in 2002 or 3. Why do I say that? I don't know. Dialysis, old man, hunted around the world.
But they insist that he was a Superman. He removed his own kidneys just to show how tough he was.
Well, look, that's their bias. They don't want to be knocked down a peg. It's a strange story. Okay, let's say that you took it at face value. At face value, you'd say, this group, unidentifiable, a hydra with no head,
mm-hmm.
with many heads, who knows, claimed by the United States intelligence authorities to be the greatest threat to world liberty, not the Federal Reserve, not mm-hmm. not the FDA, not the raw milk, no, Al-Qaeda. We don't, you know, Afghan caves, Afghan desert land, no access to Western anything, somehow threaten us.
Mm.
I'm at a loss. So if we take it at face value, though, these guys who managed to do the unspeakable, which was to get 15 Saudi Arabians
yeah.
to fly planes that couldn't be flown that way into buildings that couldn't be hit the way they were, that couldn't have fallen down the way, that's they're saying, but who's they?
Well, I really think, Liam, that Al-Qaeda has jumped the shark on this, which means maybe the CIA has too. To come out with Al-Qaeda criticizing another so-called state sponsor of terrorism, the great evil Iran that many you know, American conservatives in talk radio will say they're the biggest threat to everything. And now Al-Qaeda's criticizing them for questioning what 9/11 was all about? I'm not a big fan of Ahmadinejad. I have I know a lot of Iranians in America. They're good people, very, very smart people. They have no interest in any form of terrorism. The point is, you just start painting with the broad brushstroke. That's highly ignorant. And in fact, to come out with this, Liam, to come out with this story, it's like too fantastical. Fantasy is like, oh, here, quick, we gotta nip this in the bud. Let's have Al-Qaeda criticize Iran's president, and everything will be okay again. They'll start believing what the American government or the shadow government wants everybody to believe.
Right. Now, if all this sounds too far afield for everybody, I'd like to invite you to walk back a few years and start doing some reading about the CIA and read about what the public pronouncements were to the American public on television and radio in 61 through 63. Oh, top CIA, top military advisors, top government agents, assets, whatever, officers saying, no, we've never assassinated, we've never tried to assassinate anybody in any other country. Certainly, we've never tried to assassinate Fidel Castro. 10 years later, Richard Helms, then head of the CIA, is before the church committee, but he's deposed or whatever before Congress, and he's saying, yes, it was common knowledge. Everybody knew, and it was public. He essentially said, yes, everything that you suspect is true, but what's the big deal? We all knew it. Then rewind 10 years and watch the video of people saying, no, there's, we would never try to do that. So it was okay to lie to the people and say, we never did anything. Not we, but the jackals, the super government operatives were trying to assassinate Patrice Lumumba in the Congo because he wanted to unite Africa in a certain way. Mossadegh, who some people say was a UN stooge, but still, Mossadegh was the Iranians' elected premier in 53, Guatemala, 54, go down the list. And then later, Helms gets deposed, summoned, what's the word?
Subpoenaed.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Before the Congress, and he says, oh, you idiots, of course, this isn't even, you don't need to hold a meeting for this. Of course, everybody knew it. What's the big deal? So he's lying, too. You see, they're both lies. One, we never tried to do it. Two, of course, we never said that we weren't trying to do it. They're both lies.
Wow, neutralizing. I mean, this is high-level black magic, honestly. This is the best way to describe it. You called it counter-intel-pro, co-intel-pro. Black magic is the way to describe it. And, of course, we talk about that in Africa. When I was in Africa twice in West Africa, they knew about black magic. I mean, they know about in the Caribbean. They know about in Haiti. It's called that, if you will, or sometimes they'll call it voodoo. But in reality, what we experience in the West is a highly technological, sophisticated form of black magic, and they call it propaganda or other press releases as such. And when I was in Africa, of course, I saw firsthand what some of this was, what was happening, what it was doing. Now we've got Obama setting up drone bases, and it's not even secret. Proud, he's just like, yeah, we're setting up drone bay, unmanned drones. We're going to patrol the whole world, every country on the planet, if we find somebody we don't like. Yet, we got now Al-Qaeda, the so-called sworn enemy of America, criticizing another so-called sworn enemy of America. Are they a sworn enemy of America or not? Truth be told, in Iran, Ahmadinejad is not that well liked. And in fact, the president doesn't hold that much power to do the things that you hear him say with his rhetoric as well. Does this mean I'm ignorant or naive about the world stage? No. But if we look at our country and our government, and I would hesitate to say it's our government anymore, establishing foreign military bases in hundreds of countries, and now establishing or ramping up the drones, the patrols that basically take people out with what collateral damage? Who knows? We do know some of it. We've talked about it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And if you do believe in a culture of life and sustaining life, protecting life, defending life, we also have to, be able to defend ourselves. And it reminds me, Liam, of, again, the ongoing theme at these Republican debates where they keep trying to say Ron Paul is not for, strong defense when he really wants a strong defense by taking this militaristic imperialism and nation building and all of this out and bringing them home, spend money here, help the economy locally, and actually we have a genuine defense. Who's going to come in and attack us? They'd be stupid. It would be suicide. That would be the only way they could do it. And in those cases, of course, you make it very unpalatable to do so. And of course, we had so much of the world behind us after that 9/11 event. And then we went out and blew it, going beyond, well beyond the pale in doing things that they wanted to do. And we're setting the stage for in the 90s, wanting to go into Iraq and finish what George Bush 1 didn't do. Suddenly, strangely stopped at day whatever.
Right, right. That's one of history's anomalies. He held to a bit of advice that you couldn't knock over Iraq just by taking out the strongman leader. Of course not. It's a country with a history and a character all its own. And if you kill the leader, there's a strong leader in a place, sometimes by strong I mean oppressive, where there are fighting factions that would probably do each other in if there weren't a lot of pressure on people not to do each other in. I couldn't even fathom the illogic of this whole move and people fighting for it, saying we'll democratize them, as though you can democratize a people by removing a leader. countries get the leaders they deserve? Not always. Not always. I don't.
Well, we see it here in America. As I've said, you know, that which we have in Congress is a reflection of the American people. And, yeah. And I don't like saying that, but it's honest truth. I mean, we have become a nation of deceivers, of liars, of cheaters. But we've learned it from government, quite honestly, because that's how they get by. They have to thieve in order to grow the way they have. Now, the growing movement on toward, I think, honesty and integrity is reflected in what I see as the popularity, the growing popularity of someone like Ron Paul. Here's a guy that nobody argues. I mean, even John Stewart, who we know is a left-leaning liberal, if we call it that, and he would probably call himself in some ways that,
yeah,
acknowledges this man is he's not from this era. If there were ever an era of a man who doesn't flip-flop positions, who just says what he is and defends himself, even if it's unpopular, and yet it's growing in popularity. Why is that? Is it possible that the American people, or a lot of them, or a significant number of them, no longer wish to participate in lying, cheating, stealing, that they feel like it's not becoming? Could it be that that's what this movement is all about, a restoration of integrity? We want to have integrity again.
Well, that's the burning question. That's the burning point. Had you ever talked about Eddie Bernays on your show, the father of PR?
Yes, I mentioned him some years ago,
Edward
but
Bernays,
yeah, we covered
well,
it. But
maybe when we come back.
Sure.
I feel like we live in a culture run by the bastard children of Madison Avenue.
Yes.
We live in an advertising culture. You can polish it. You can call it whatever you want. And it can be the most horrible thing in the world, but you can still convince people they want it.
Mm.
And that's where we live. And the media is the media is a whore.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would we be in that? We're not the police state here. We don't ask for permission. We don't do it like they do it. And we're covering the stories that they won't cover and certainly revealing things in ways that, they even make me pause and go, what did we just hear from Al-Qaeda in New Jersey? Oh, my God.
Very strange.
Very strange. Strange stuff happening on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Hope you're enjoying the ride. Rocking and rolling for health, freedom, and liberty. We've got one more segment today on the show, and hopefully we'll be back tomorrow after what we just did. We'll see.
Did?
Yes.
Heard.
That's right. Thank you very much. Hear us some more after this brief commercial break. We'll be right back on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi, this is the Health Ranger here inviting you to check out the Natural News Store. Yes, we have an amazing store offering superfoods and other healthy food items, including kitchen appliances like Vitamix blenders and food dehydrators, nut milk bags, lots of things for anyone who's interested in leading a healthier lifestyle. And here's another cool part about it. Because we have such a huge reach, millions of people a month that we're reaching who follow Natural News, we're able to get huge discounts on some really high-end superfoods and nutritional products. We offer those at ridiculously good prices on our specials page. You can find that right now at store.naturalnews.com. Just go to store.naturalnews.com and you'll see the current specials link on the left-hand column right at the top there. Click on that. You can check out the current specials. We've got superfoods at prices that are often 40 or 50% off. Check it all out at store.naturalnews.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Liam Schaff, before the break, you brought up Bernays, and this is not like mayonnaise, Bernays, or anything like that. We're talking about father of some level of propaganda and techniques that are still in use today, although they become more sophisticated, technologically influenced as well. But so much of the news has been basically a product of Madison Avenue agencies, PR agencies that understand how to manipulate words, use words, headlines, all of these things. You know, like I'll cover a story on yesterday's show talking about, oh, chemotherapy is just fine for pregnant women. Absolutely safe. And then you read down to the last paragraph. Well, we didn't really actually say that. We're not sure. So we're going to have to check some more. But if you only read the headline in the first paragraph, you're going to get the impression they want you to have. That is PR propaganda. That is black magic. But why is it that we've embraced that as a culture over the last 100 years?
I was talking with a person today. Actually, we're going to a Millions Against Monsanto march in...
Yes, Millions Against Monsanto coming up. I will check the date and get that for you.
Late October, October 16th, something like
that.
Yeah,
coming up. We'll be down in South Florida, Hollywood, Florida. Not Hollywood, California, but we'll get you some word on that.
I was talking to the person running that, finding that. Her name's Tricia. A wonderful woman. We were talking about propaganda, and we were talking about how people get lied to, medical propaganda. And I said, I think that the Catholic Church, and not to bang, this is just because we were a Catholic or a Christian nation, the Catholic Church used to have its mass in Latin. And I said, people like a mystery in the world because the world doesn't really make any sense. And we have to give up, it doesn't, and you have to give up to the point that there's a mystery here. There's a mystery about life. And having the mass in Latin meant that most people couldn't understand it. So you'd go and you'd hear the ancient hymns, and they would sound, frankly, better as long as you couldn't understand them a little bit, because it left you open to the idea that there was a greater depth that could not be held onto by words alone. This is an old idea. But then Vatican II came along and erased and put the mass in English, and everybody listened. They said, that doesn't make any sense. That's not very interesting. And so people started to pull back from the church. We became a progressive culture. We now need a place of existential sucker. We need a place. We need, forgive me. We need a sort of a mother religion whose teat to suck at. But we do. We need a place to soothe ourselves, and we don't have it. So we run to the sciences, and the sciences now can perform any black magic they want, and it mm-hmm. is black magic. It's not just a shell game. I mean, they'll say stuff that's just patently untrue, totally nonsensical, and they'll get all the Harvard educated and MIT educated and Tufts and Yaleys to argue at long, boring dinner conversations about whether this makes sense or not, getting to the root of the issue.
This is explaining to me more and more why I always had this gut reaction when I heard Ivy League pronouncements or even government official pronouncements. I always rebelled against authority. Now, I understood how to toe the line. I mean, in school, yes, I could cut up, but I found a way to get right to the edge, make through, and even get good grades, even though I didn't like school, all the way up through university level, because most of it to me was indoctrination, and it wasn't real learning. I mean, certainly the three R's, as they used to call them, right? Reading, writing, arithmetic. But beyond that, so much of it just never connected. Like when we learned history in our government education schools, public schools, they were disparate facts, never linked by anything that made any sense. In fact, they were disconnected purposefully, and all you had to do was remember the date and what happened then.
Right.
And I always said, well, this makes no sense. Why? Don't ask that question. Just remember the date and what happened and put it on the test. And I hated history for that very reason until I began to unlearn the lies and relearn the facts of what happened, particularly in the medical history of America. That really got me started because, as you know, Liam, you've actually interviewed me. You've taken over the microphone here at the Robert Scott Bell Show to just nail down what makes you tick, Robert.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And of course, we had the Bruce Lee in here with you. Now, when we go back to what I had come through, the illnesses, the ailments that I wanted to overcome, It stimulated in me I got to reach deeper. I got to find out. I got to go to uncomfortable places because I'm already uncomfortable. And then as I found out the medical lies, I began to question all of the lies of history and found out there was no mention of homeopathy. I never heard it. And it was deeply embedded into the fabric of American history. The Divided Legacy series of books by Harris Coulter. Divided Legacy, they're so big, Charles Atlas could have trouble lifting them. And they go into great depth and detail of the Rockefeller cabal, the Carnegie cabal, and all of these entities that tried to institute petrochemical medicine and make it a monopoly and erase history. The schism that occurred into the 1800s and before between chemical, toxic, allopathic medicine and what was to be homeopathic, herbal, eclectic medicine. And so all of these things woke me up and said, oh my gosh, it's not just medicine. And here we have evidence of it when we get something like today. Al-Qaeda agrees with the American Empire, and it says that Ahmadinejad is crazy for questioning 9/11. Oh my gosh, now it's getting, I think they're desperate. I mean, this is a Hail Mary. This is a jump the shark moment for that cabal.
It is. It's for the, I guess, the stalwart red meat and cheese fries eating crowd, whatever you're eating, that says America, love it or leave it, do or die. Well, it's not that simple. You know, we live in a continuum. That continuum we call history. Like you said, I happen to love history because I had a couple teachers who made it come alive for me. And we did historical readings from ancient cultures. And when I read ancient cultures, and I was lucky enough to study Latin for a couple of years in grade school. And when you study ancient cultures in Latin and you study ancient Rome, you look at a reflecting place to our own culture. It made it so exciting for me. I never really felt that politicians were trustworthy because I studied Latin. It was because I understood that Julius Caesar took over the Senate, and even though the people loved him, the rest of the senators killed him. Then they said they were a republic, but really they were clearly an empire. And then they said, long live the empire, we're great anyway. And they became more and more thieving and corrupt and disgusting, and emperor after emperor was killed by his bodyguard or his mother-in-law or somebody like behind the scenes. So I thought, okay, I understand politics, you know. So that was a really great introduction, but I still didn't get all the way. I was shortchanged on some of the real questions of history. What are the lessons of history? I think the greatest question when you read history should be, what is the nature of this thing that we are? What is the nature of humanity? We have a nature. We are a species. All species have natures. We have a number of defining characteristics. One of them is the tendency to lie to ourselves. Mm-hmm. It is the tendency to believe stories that come up from on high. We are hierarchical.
You want a modern day evidence of what you've just said, and it comes to food, right? I sometimes I'll talk to people about, obviously, the need to eat organic. And you'll get people, I mean, they could be at any age. They could be in their 50s, 60s, 70s, 40s. I mean, I think they should know better in their 70s because they've lived a long time. But a lot of them have so bought the pharmaceutical lie that you bring up organic food. It's like, ooh, organic. No, that sounds scary. I like that. It's grown with toxic chemicals. But yeah, but it's conventional, right? And you'll sit there, and how is food? And they buy, oh, red dye number two. Oh, yeah, that looks lovely. I would like that in my cereal. Could you have a rainbow color? Do those appear anywhere in nature in that day glow kind of orange? I don't know.
And we mentioned Eddie Bernays, and you say, when did this start? I don't know when the leaders lying to people started. I'm sure as long as there have been people. The Nazis had a guy called Joseph Goebbels. I mean, he's regarded as one of the most heinous creatures ever to live on the planet, and rightfully so. But Eddie Bernays is the father of American propaganda, the PR machine, the advertising agencies. That wonderful show on television called Mad Men will show you how it's done. How do people like to be lied to? Mm-hmm. What is it that people want to think when they buy a product? Not what is the product. What do they want to feel like when they buy the product?
Yes.
Now there's an iPad. There's an iPad commercial running on TV saying, are you a curious person? Do you love learning? And I'm thinking, what does this have to do with this piece of kit? This is a video game playing thing. Whatever you use it for, this isn't the beginning of learning. It's just something from China to spend $500. If you like it, you do, but don't kid yourself. You can learn more with a pencil and a blank piece of paper and walk around and just ask people questions. You'll learn more. You'll spend less.
Yes.
So Eddie Bernays, you know, you get into that, how did America get sold on the idea that 7 or 9 marshmallows, colors of the rainbow, was food? With shapes like orange stars. And when did this become food? But you repeat it as a mantra because we don't have other mantras.
Yep.
We're not a meditative culture, but we all know the commercial jingles.
We do. I mean, was it Frosted Lucky Charms? They're magically delicious.
Magically delicious.
Yeah, I probably combined Frosted Flakes something with that. But yeah, a lot of those things we grew up
They're great.
They're great. And I grew up with it too. And I had to undo all of that everything I could in that context. But to transition back to sanity, if it's possible, You know what, I look, my healing began when I met a living example to someone who had been worse off than I was. You know, I had to, it wasn't good enough to have allergies and asthma. And all, you know, you had to be on death's door. You know, you're going to convince me, because I had been lied to by the doctors since I was a baby. And I'm thinking about this in terms of politics, and I'm thinking, maybe this is making sense, why Ron Paul is the guy. You could not have, and this is the, it relates to Jon Stewart. Remember, he was on Jon Stewart on The Daily Show on Monday, I think Monday night he was on. And, you know, Stewart's like, you know, not necessarily consider, again, we know that the definitions are altered, conservative, liberal, but you understand what I'm saying, these political camps as they exist or perceived to exist. And he's like, you know, Ron, you're the last of a, or the only of a guy who is consistent, doesn't flip-flop. And I think that he's here to shatter all the, so much of what has come and what we've become accustomed to. It couldn't be a guy who was necessarily just learned because he had a degree, even though he does, he's a doctor. But it had to be someone who actually lived what he's talking about. Just like for me, I couldn't have heard it from some guy who was real red. Well, I read this and I look, this is what it says. You do it too. I had to see a guy who had been on death's door, who came back because he applied those principles and became those principles.
Right.
And I'm not saying that anybody's a perfect person any more than I'm saying Ron Paul, the perfect person. You know what I'm saying? He's here and he's reflecting back something that it angers a lot of people. Wait, we can't nail this guy on anything. So right. What do? We now have to reflect. Now, a lot of the young people are embracing that reflection. Why is that?
Because hope springs eternal, and it is born in all new colors in youth. Because young people have it in them to feel that they can change things, whether they can or not, I can't say. But if they're turned on to embrace somebody who seems to be honest, if when you're younger you have less to lose and more to gain by honesty, then we can answer the question. I think that when we're younger we have more to gain by honesty. We are less invested in lies. We're less invested in a stock market that doesn't work. Mm-hmm. We're less invested in 401ks and ideas of, well, you can't knock this because my father-in-law works for this corporation, and they're not that bad. Yeah. They're not that bad. Well, I know a lot of people who are doctors. They're not that bad. I was talking with and we'll have her on the show, I guess, especially at the event, Sheldon, is that her last name? Trish Sheldon?
I think Trish, yeah.
Running the Millions Against Monsanto in Florida. And we were talking about this sort of medical pharmaceutical state. And I said, I know there are lots of people who are innocuous, probably very nice to hang out with, but there's something about this reductionist state that just brings real nastiness into the world. What is that? There's an almost evil quality to how far can we tinker with the cell and the genome. Something always goes wrong.
Right.
It's as though
unintended consequences.
Right. It's like you can't mess in those waters. You can't play with that magic without bringing the rain down on yourself, to continue the metaphor.
Well, exactly. And that's what we're trying to climb out of. I believe that's the yearning that I'm seeing. I certainly had it in my own life. And, you know, talk about honesty, integrity as such. I mean, how many opportunities did I have to sell out over the years in media to take money from a sponsor that I didn't believe in? And I said no. And I had been down that road before. How could I? I mean, I'd be throwing my life away, what I had dedicated my life to do. So for me, it was that important. But then again, we have to establish and measure our lives, or measure success perhaps a little differently. How many Federal Reserve notes do you have? Is that evidence of success? Well, for many, I guess it has. But to me, that's evidence of debt, not success. And so I chose a different path because of my illnesses, because of the suffering, because of the difficulties I had in my life. That is why, you know, the utopian socialistic ideal to relieve everybody of their pain and their symptoms. Listen, I'm here to alleviate suffering for those who are ready to get well. I'll help them. But I'm not here to do so until they're ready to do the things differently, because otherwise I'll take on their burden and they'll still have their burden. What good is that? That's, to me, the definition of stubbornness in a stupid sort of way. I mean, I can be stubborn about some things, but that's...
I have very, very, very liberal friends, and they'll watch their shows, and they'll scream that not everybody wants state-sponsored health care, medical care. And I think, do you know what that would mean, though? If you actually supplied everybody, you'd have to test everybody for things that don't exist and drug them for things that don't exist. But what about just sort of all-around catastrophe medical care, break a leg, break an arm, break a jaw, then that's okay. But deeper stuff, shouldn't you have your own way to do the deeper stuff?
Yeah, well, I think that's the thing we want to see, is to have the freedom. As I said, we've argued for freedom. The freedom to heal is much superior than the mandate that you participate in a system of collectivism, and this collectivism rooted in pharmaceutical pseudoscience. That is suicidal. We've already seen the stats are known. They're in even the conflicted peer-reviewed publications. It's not a mystery. And so if we can appeal to the liberal friends we may have left to wake up and recognize that freedom is the solution to our problem, not tyranny. And even if their tyranny is born of good intentions, it's still tyranny.
And the conservative friends to realize that a militarized state isn't the answer to independence.
Thank you very much. Exactly. Well, I want to wrap it up today on that note. Fascinating discussion here, as it always is, with my good friend, the conspiracy realist, Liam Sheff. And thank you to super producer Don for help hooking us up so we could get a hold of Al-Qaeda's secret office, not so secret anymore, in, where did you call it, Paramus, New Jersey?
Paramus.
See, I don't know New Jersey. I heard Jersey. I don't even watch the Jersey Shore, whatever that is.
Jersey.
Oh, yeah. All right, let's sign off for the day here. Hopefully we'll be back tomorrow with some healing revolution. Dr. Frank King will join us, and what other exciting, eventful things shall we cover before the weekend? Thank you for being here. RobertScadbell.com for all the links. Liam Sheff as well at LiamSheff.com, ReduceTheBurden.org. And we've got lots more healing to go. In the meantime, all I'm here to remind you is that simple statement, you know it so well, that the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.